Hello. Hi. Can I help you today?
Hi there. Thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service and curious about what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your main features and how your platform stands out?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like ACME Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to meet you.
I've definitely heard the name in the AI space, but I'd love to hear from you directly. What makes Dasha AI special compared to other voice AI platforms? What kind of magic do you bring to the table?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears.
Lead generation can be tricky, especially getting quality leads without burning through too much time or budget. Revenue growth often ties back to how well we engage prospects early on. How does Dasha AI handle those challenges differently?
Tell me more about getting quality leads without burning through too much time or budget.
Sure thing. Well, Dasha AI uses advanced conversational AI that can engage leads naturally and qualify them quickly, kind of like having a super efficient sales rep who never sleeps. This means you spend less time chasing uninterested prospects and more time focusing on the ones ready to buy. Plus, automating these calls cuts down on staffing costs. Sounds like a win-win, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to get started?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Haha, I love that question. Looking ahead with optimism. Well, in 12 months, I'd imagine your lead pipeline is buzzing nonstop with high-quality prospects, your sales team is closing deals faster, and your revenue is climbing steadily without the usual headaches of manual outreach. Plus, you'd have more time to focus on strategy instead of chasing leads. Sounds pretty fantastic, right? What would be your dream outcome using Dasha AI?
What do you mean by more time to focus on strategy instead of chasing leads? Why is that important to you?
Great question. What I mean is, when your AI handles the repetitive, time-consuming task of reaching out and qualifying leads, your team can spend their energy on big-picture stuff, like crafting better marketing campaigns, improving customer experience, or exploring new growth opportunities. It's important because strategy drives long-term success, while chasing leads can feel like a never-ending hamster wheel. Does that resonate with you?
Tell me more about crafting better marketing campaigns, improving customer experience, or exploring new growth opportunities.
Diving deeper, love it. Crafting better marketing campaigns means using insights from AI-driven lead interactions to tailor your messaging so it really hits the mark. Improving customer experience could involve faster responses and more personalized conversations, making customers feel valued. Exploring new growth opportunities? Well, with more time and data, you can spot trends or niches to expand into. All of this adds up to smarter, more effective business moves. How does that sound for your goals?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, smart move. Right now, many businesses struggle with scaling outreach without losing that personal touch, plus juggling limited resources and tight budgets. Sometimes leads slip through the cracks because manual follow-ups get missed or delayed. Does any of that sound familiar in your current setup? I'd love to hear what's top of mind for you.
What are all the ways scaling outreach without losing that personal touch, juggling limited resources and tight budgets, and missed or delayed follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
You're asking how those challenges impact business. Got it. Scaling outreach without losing personal touch can be tough because mass messaging often feels robotic, turning prospects off. Limited resources and tight budgets mean you can't just throw more people at the problem, so efficiency is key. Missed or delayed follow-ups? Well, that's lost opportunities and slower sales cycles. Altogether, it can stunt growth and frustrate your team. Does that hit the nail on the head?
Can you go a bit deeper on lost opportunities and slower sales cycles?
Absolutely. Lost opportunities happen when potential customers don't get timely responses or feel neglected, so they move on to competitors. Slower sales cycles mean deals take longer to close because follow-ups drag or prospects lose interest. Both lead to lower revenue and wasted marketing spend. It's like having a leaky bucket. You pour in effort, but much of it slips away. Fixing this can really boost your bottom line. Does that make sense?
Wow. It sounds like lost opportunities and slower sales cycles are really holding you back.